how do we make better first impressions?
Your name is your brand. It's your call sign, who you are, what you do. He who makes the call is in control. Right? So again, what am I doing? I'm calling you out. Hi, my name's Charlie. What's your name? I stick out my hand. Right? Now, I know your name. You know my name.
People are not actively networking in the same way that they should if they wanted to grow their business. Hey, how's it going? It's Tim Brown, and this is the Hook Better Leads podcast. And today I have Charlie Cena of One Tap Connect on. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Doing really good. I was actually in the middle of telling a story. I'm just going to keep on going. So I was at that event. We were just both at Win the Storm, and I had somebody come up to me. And I was meeting someone for the first time and walking along with them. And he was a person of influence. So I wanted to make a great first impression, which is what our podcast is about today, by the way. And I was walking along, and somebody came up to me and confronted me right at the trade show and said, basically, I'm an asshole on the internet. And I said, hey, nice to meet you, or nice to see you in person. I understand. I'm sorry that came off that way. I was really trying to still connect with this person that I was meeting for the first time, and it wasn't a great first impression from that exact moment. So this is the problem.
The guy was strictly said to you.
Yeah, he was frustrated because I'd blocked him on the internet because he's a little weird on the internet too. And it's a weird way to come up to somebody. Anyways, we resolved it. Everything worked. Honestly, he actually ended the trade show asking if he could get services from us. He wanted us to do his website. He had gone with a cheap low-end service, and he's ready to somebody that tries to copy us, but he's ready to get a real website. Anyways, the reason that whole story is interesting, but the other person that I was trying to make a great first impression on ended up donating over $1,000 to Roofers in Recovery. So somehow I still made an okay impression, but this is a difficult thing normally, and it is a challenge. And Charlie is going to help us today, help us figure out how to make better first impressions. And really, how can we do better networking? So Charlie, could you give like a 2-minute background of what has led you to this company and, you know, where you've come from?
Yeah, so I've been in sales my entire life. From the time I was a kid, I was knocking doors. Buffalo, New York's my hometown. So, you know, snow in the winter, you shovel driveways, you knock doors and shovel driveways. You know, leaves in the fall, you knock a door, hey, do you want me to rake your front yard and your backyard? Summer, knocking doors to cut lawns. And then when I was old enough to get a paper route, I was knocking doors. That's when papers, right? No internet. You had to deliver papers door to door. And even once you delivered them, you'd have to go and knock a door to collect the money for the paper. It wasn't like, here's my credit card, automatic pay, etc. So I learned at an early age, you know, the art of the introduction and how to overcome rejection. I didn't know it, right? I was just going along as a kid and knew that the more papers I sold, the more money I'd make. And then when I went to collect the money, right, Mr. Brown would open the door and I'd say, Mr. Brown, it's $1.25 for the paper last week. And you'd give me $2 and say, keep the change. And not only did I make money on the subscription, but I picked up another 75 cents, and sometimes guys would give me $2, $3, $5, $10, you know, on a couple dollar subscription. So I knew that the more I introduced, the more I produced. So it wasn't a difficult concept to learn. However, I didn't realize what I had learned at an early age until I got, you know, to be older, you know, 19, 20, 21, 22. And I'm like, man, I'm doing all these different sales jobs or I'm applying for jobs. And I'm like, that whole knock and door thing and how to overcome or deal with rejection was cool because it taught me at an early age a very simple lesson.
Absolutely. The more you introduce, the more you produce. I like that. And now onetapconnect.com to get a business card. Essentially, you don't want me to oversimplify, but I'm going to oversimplify. It's a business card that you can quickly tap on somebody's phone to give them the information about you very quickly. And we'll talk more about that.
Do I have your permission just to clean that up in less than 20 seconds?
No, just kidding. Go for it.
So it's not just a digital card, because a digital card is still a transfer of information, right? When someone hands you a card, it's a transfer of information. In the home improvement, construction, roofing, the industries that we serve, by the way, I've been in home improvement and construction as well in my prior life, so I know the industry very well. It's not about a transfer of information, it's about showing transformation. So when someone taps your phone now, when you use one tap, we have all your social proof, your LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, a video on your company, before and after shots, your Google reviews. It becomes an immersive first point of contact that helps you brand position and differentiate yourself.
Yeah, but how do we make better first impressions? Talk to me about like the other components that lead to a great first impression. So, what can we do? Because this is the problem. People meet us for the first time and we get this sense that we don't know if they like us or not. And I don't know, I might be like a little bit like on the autism spectrum or something. Like I can't always tell what's going on.
Believe that I can't believe that I even I can't believe I'm on your podcast, because when I first met you, I go, that guy's a frickin' no.
Exactly. Well, here's the thing is like some of us just don't have the same we don't always know what people are feeling. Like my wife, for instance, is really good at sensing social dynamics and that type of thing. And so some of us aren't as good at that. So how can we tailor our approach to this to get better first impressions?
Well, I think the first thing that everyone needs to know, and I taught my kids this, and I had the pleasure of meeting your little one at When the Storm, and although she's just a toddler and you know she's walking and smiling, she can't even communicate yet verbally, but she gets it. She's already making eye contact. Why? She's already knowing what it is to be around people and to be social. And people have two things that you need in life. One, they have contacts and can help you get introduced to other people, right? People help and can help other people. And two, from a business perspective, they have your money to buy your products and your services. So the first thing that people need to understand is you're given something at birth, and that's your name. That's the first gift, in my opinion, or second gift, right? The first thing your parents give you is life. God gives you life, but your parents, the first thing that they really give you is your name. And I believe that when you're out in the world, your name is your brand. It's your call sign, who you are, what you do. And people say your name, a certain word. Your name's a word, and your name triggers a picture in people's minds, which triggers an emotion, which then he's a nice guy, he's not a nice guy, right? Whatever.
Can I give one little anecdote on that real quick? I know I'm terrible at interrupting, so I really apologize.
I don't know.
I am pursuing, I have a different social media account for HVAC and plumbing just because I wanted to separate out the content. And it's Tim Hook. And it's so funny because I'll be at these HVAC and plumbing events and somebody will say, "Hey, Tim Hook." And I'll literally like, it kind of like hurts. It's like, it's weird, even though that's what I'm presenting myself to over there. It just doesn't feel like me. And it doesn't feel, you know, like, so we emotionally connect with our names so deeply. Like we know our, this is how I feel about myself. It's so much connected to that. And so it like almost hurts a little bit when they say it the way I've presented it. But I liked my move on that just to kind of separate those out. But I just like, as far as like a human being, my emotional, I have a negative twinge.
Well, you know why you like that is because it's a good hook.
Yeah, it works for marketing, but I just like, yeah, it's so crazy how much like when you ask somebody their name, like, are you really good at remembering names, Charlie?
In most cases, yes, but that is the million-dollar question. I'm very good at going up to people cold and saying, "Hi, what's your name?" And as soon as they say, "My name's Tim," then, "Charlie, nice to meet you. What do you do?" Now, not a long conversation, but what did I do? He who makes the call is in control. Right? So again, what am I doing? I'm calling you out. Hi, my name's Charlie. What's your name? I stick out my hand. Right? Now, I know your name. You know my name. We're not what? As soon as I know your name and you know my
Strangers. We're not strangers
we're not
anymore.
strangers anymore. Not technically anyway. We don't need know each other that well, but at least I know your name. I'm calling you by name. So subconsciously, the guard comes down at least a little bit. Now I said, what do you do? What brings you to Austin? What brings you to win this? Whatever. And now you're starting a conversation. And now I'm interested in you and listening and asking you questions about you, Tim. And I'm calling you by name during the conversation. Well, Tim, what else have you done? Well, Tim, what else have you done? So it's one thing to be interesting, it's another thing to be interested. And you need to be both. And when you're more interested at the first point of contact by going out and sticking out your hand, you're really doing yourself a service as well as that other person, because that person might be shy. Person might feel like they don't belong. So I could be at my booth, for example, and because I've been trained on that as a child growing up, my dad would say, "Go shake that man's hand. Hi, my name's." And I used to go by Charles when I was a kid. My name's Charles. What's your name? Oh, Charles, nice to meet you. The kid would be, they'd be impressed and whatever, whatever. And I was taught that at a very young age. I did that with my kids. We'd be in an elevator. Door shuts. They're looking at you. You're looking at my kid. I'd say to my kid, ask that man his name. What's your name? Tim. Hi, Tim. So it sounds very simplistic. But in today's day and age, people don't do it. And when you
Well, something to note here too is like people are not actively networking in the same way that they should if they wanted to grow their business. I was telling people at a recent talk I did, essentially the first thing I did month of my first month of business, my only marketing expense really, my main marketing expense was taking 20 people out for lunch that could refer me. And so, like, some people want to skip these steps, these fundamental steps of getting out, shaking hands, kissing babies, and doing the like the hard work of human interaction. And for me, it is hard work. I was telling Charlie before this, I'm not that naturally gifted in this area, but I really, because of that, I have to be very intentional. And I think it's noting that you need to get in front of more people physically. Like I told you that story at the beginning with the two people. Like I was trying to impress one person, and I was trying to like mitigate conflict with another person. Both of those people at the end of that were good now, because on the internet it's different, and in person it feels good. Like you're just with another human being, and I don't. When I'm hanging out with somebody in person, it's very hard to get that like. I want the best for people, and I think that that's part of it. Like the way you go into the interaction. I'm curious and I want the best for people. That's my, like, I do like to go into interactions that way.
Contractors love the catch-all because it makes every single one of their roof builds easier and more profitable. Protective netting wraps facade and landscaping to prevent from left-behind nails and damage. Homeowner referrals bring you more jobs, and insurance supplements bring you more profits. But my favorite part, the branding.
Yeah, so the most important thing you can do in life, let alone in business, is you stick out your hand and say, "Hi, my name is, what's your name?" Now you're starting a conversation. Love to hear their name. And by doing that, I've built my businesses and relationships through getting good at that. Now I'm at Win the Storm. I'm walking to my booth. Hey man, hey man, nice logo on your shirt. I tell people, "That's a great logo." "Oh, thank you. What's your name? Did you make that logo?" Now I'm being sincere because I'm a branding guy, and I know that people that are brand conscious are my ideal clients. So I'm coming from a place of good intention. I'm being sincere, but I'm starting that conversation first and foremost. I'm creating some commonality and asking them about the logo that's on their shirt. No, my brother made it. Oh my God, is he a graphic artist? Yes, he is. And now we're having a conversation, right? I know your name, I know your brother's name. We're having a conversation. One thing leads to the other. And it's not fake. You have to come from a place of good intention, but that's what it is. So you are a brand called you. And when you do that for people, they won't forget it. They won't forget that you reached out to them and shook their hand. And that elevates you because you did that, right? You brought a respect to them that you didn't even realize. It seems like a minor thing, but it's not.
Absolutely. And this naturally lends itself into the almost the elevator pitch. Have you ever been in that actual situation where somebody's, I did this recently and somebody was at, it was in Vegas, it was IRE, and a guy was in the elevator and was like, "What is that?" It's like reclaimed investments or something like that. It said on his lanyard. And I was curious. It was like apparently distressed assets convention or something like that. And I was just like, "What do you do?" And he was like literally like stammering, like he's like, "It is what it says it does, you know." Like, and I'm like, "Okay, well, I understand that I don't matter to you, but I also think that it's not a bad thing to practice real quick what you do." Like when somebody, and that's true too, like getting better at, because half the time you don't really know that somebody's going to be important later when you meet them for the first time.
Listen, everyone, I tell this story a lot. People go, "You're weird." If my feet are on the floor, I'm doing business. Now, when I say I'm doing business, it doesn't necessarily mean I'm looking to sell you something, right? It's how do you connect, right? It's a relationship. At the end of the day, I'm in the bathroom at RoofCon a year ago. Guy's washing his hands. I see his sneakers. I'm like, "Dude, those are some expensive kicks you got on." I call it the roofer's wardrobe, right? The successful roofer's wardrobe. He's got the freaking, Louis Vuitton sneakers, the Rolly, and the T-shirt. And I'm like, "Dude, those are nice Louis." He's like, "Yeah, whatever, whatever." We start talking, and we're walking out of the bathroom. He goes, "Do you have a card?" I tap his phone. He goes, "Where the hell did you get this?" I said, "Well, I actually know the owner." He goes, I want this for my sales team." I said, "Well, let me show you how it works." And I demo him. He still doesn't realize that I'm the owner of the company. And the guy spends like 12 or 13 grand with me on the spot at RoofCon.
That's sweet.
I had one of my sales guys with me at IRE. He's heard the story. In the bathroom, I'm going to go to wash my hands. The guy starts making conversation. I tap his phone. I turn the deal over to my sales guy. He's an exhibitor there. He spends 3 grand with us. So all I'm saying is, whether you're in an elevator, you're walking out of a bathroom, you're at church or whatever, you're a brand called you. And when you learn these very simple interpersonal skills that help you brand position and differentiate yourself in whatever it is that you're doing, it makes all the difference, and you can start those conversations that convert.
What are like, do you have any tips for like the elevator pitch type things? You said you want to be able to tell them in 10 seconds or less, tell them
Yeah,
what to do.
like when I go to speak at events, or I'll go and do breakout sessions or keynotes. What I tell people is, well, a lot of times I go into the events early, and I'll be in the coffee shop or in the elevator, and I'll say, "Oh, what are you guys here for?" "Oh, we're here for the chiropractic conference." "Oh, what do you do?" "I'm a chiropractor," or, "I'm a DC." I don't know what a DC is. The DC means doctor of chiropractic, right? But that's what they say. They tell you the title that's on their business card, or the title of the industry that they're in. So if, I'm a roofer and storm is my market, I wouldn't say I'm a roofer. If you ask me cold what I do, is I'd say, "What do you do?" I help people here locally get their homes and businesses back after they've been devastated by a storm disaster. Oh, really? How do you do that? Well, you know, when these hurricanes come through and people, their roofs get blown off and their houses flood, right? Well, I'm the guy that comes in that helps their people get their lives back, put their roofs on, put their whatever.
That was perfect. That was under 10 seconds. That was incredible.
But do you understand that now you're starting a conversation and you just differentiated yourself? Oh yeah, those roofers, they always bother me during dinner. They come by and they knock on my door. It's annoying. And I'm just saying that as an example, right?
Yeah, that's why I don't say marketer. I say we help roofers get more leads from search engines and beautiful websites. You know, it's kind of starting with their frame of reference. You know, if you for tips for your elevator pitch, who's ever watching this, is like start with their frame of reference and the value that you provide, not the your thing and the benefits that it provides, right? And then their frame of reference, it will help you tailor it better. And you might not be able to say it in 10 seconds at first, but maybe you make a 30-second version and then you slowly boil it down. Because I think Charlie's, you've got a way with words. Like you like are a words guy. You know how to concisely say complex topics.
Well, because here's the deal. Words are things, and words trigger pictures, which trigger emotions, which lead to action steps. So if you don't use the right words, you're not going to trigger the right pictures. You've lost that person. Now they say if someone goes on YouTube, right, you've got like 7 seconds or less when you start that video for the persons to watch the next, whatever, 10 seconds or 30 seconds or whatever it is, right? Same thing if you're scrolling on Instagram or Facebook. At the end of the day, it's the same thing when you reach out and someone says, what do you do? Right? What do you do? Well, we empower roofers, entrepreneurs, and business owners like you to shorten your sales cycle by giving you an incredible digital presence online, Facebook, Instagram, and everything in between.
Yeah, so when I think about our interaction so far, one of the things that we did so far together, Charlie, with our total hour of time hanging out was go viral. So frankly, we were talking about scrolling, and a lot of people scrolled and watched that video. And so first impression, like learning how to do a first impression well or grab somebody's attention is a little bit different on TikTok, but there are some correlations. What do you think about that video? So first of all,
Let's just break that down, right? That's why I'm here, right? A guy by the name of Austin Bloomquist was at my booth. Austin is a client, is a friend. I've used Austin and contracted him for his services. You know, great young entrepreneur, sharp guy. So he was at the booth. Next thing I knew, I'm talking to Austin. You came up, right? You started whatever. Talking to Austin, and I'm like, and I was just in jest, but I went up to you and I'm like, dude, what are you sitting here doing at my booth? Right? Why are you at my booth trying to talk to my client? Whatever, whatever. And you bantered back and I'm like, give me your card. And I took your card and ripped it up. And I'm like, and again, it wasn't planned.
And I think I knew it was kind of happening, so I told my camera guy, I'm like, film it. You know what I mean? I know, and I've learned from Austin, because Austin is a TikTok king, dude.
Yeah.
And I've learned from his stuff that does go viral that like there's a little bit of like you don't know where somebody's coming from, or a little bit more of like a confrontation. That's also why I started this podcast with the story of a confrontation. For some reason, that grabs people's attention and it makes them want to pay attention. So I actually edited out all the little things that made it seem like you and I were cool. And then we put it live, and it's gotten 400,000 people. And like for reference, like the biggest buildings in the world hold like 100,000 people. So we're talking about an insanely gigantic audience that then got a chance to learn about your product. So even though we're not always so huge on like we need to go viral, like I don't believe everyone needs to go viral, there is an opportunity, particularly for a product like this. If you are able to go viral, it can create sales. And I think like it's also understanding the principles. Like I don't think we want to in person create the level of cortisol, because that's what that created in people's brains. That's why they stopped and watched. we're not always trying to create that feeling in person with somebody. Like if you meet somebody at a bar for the first time and they say, "Damn, dude, why are you wearing those shoes?" Like that would be cortisol. You'd be a little stressed about it. You'd be like, "What?" You know, but in video, for some reason, that really gets people to stop and listen. It would get stuck in your head. That person would probably get stuck in your head. And so there is a weird thing with like video versus in person. Like we're not always trying to create those negative emotions, but sometimes like
People like to live vicariously through the thoughts and actions of other people, right? So when I called you out, right, and then you stood back up, right, to me, and then we started going back and forth, people sometimes don't know how to confront people. People don't like confrontation, but at the end of the day, what ended up happening? They saw the confrontation. They saw it was all, coming from a place of good intention, for lack of a term, and the end result that it created, and it was in real time. And although we were kind of, busting each other's chops back and forth, I really didn't know you from, I mean, maybe we crossed paths, but I really didn't know you. Since then, we've now built a relationship, and it's got us to this point. But that all comes from knowing how to interact and knowing how to brand position and differentiate yourself. And
Well, part of it is I knew that you were a good guy from the internet, Charlie. That's an interesting thing. Sometimes we get that a benefit, and that's obviously why like Hook Agency, like we're trying to help people get locally famous in a way through our marketing efforts so that they don't have to try as hard in person. But it's always that mix back and forth.
I think a lot of people have an issue with the word famous. Like really, I'm not a starstruck person. Lived in Vegas and I grew up in Buffalo, New York, and my dad's best friend had an auditorium where all these big bands as a kid used to come in and play. And we always had access to meeting all these big celebrities and, singers and musical groups because we used to go out there in the summer and hang out, and they just used to be going in to do sound checks or rehearsals or whatever. So I say all that to say, when I look at people that are famous or celebrities, I've just always say that that's what they do to make their living, and I respect the game.
Influence, people hate the word influencer too. It's also the number one, like YouTuber or influencer is the number one thing that most young people like out of any, I mean, we can hate on it too. I think maybe I'm getting into people's brains on purpose with that negative language because I
Right.
want
So,
you to know, like you have to, like, I believe you will sell the most if you're okay with a little bit of that in your local area.
right.
If you
So,
can, make your brand famous, or you can make somehow your company an influencer. That's the ideal.
right. So I say all that to say, it's not about being famous for me. It's not about being an influencer. It's about being known.
No.
Are you known as an expert in your field? Are you known as a master of your craft? Are you known as a good guy? Are you known as an honorable person? Are you known as a good family man? So that's the real key for me. I don't really want to be famous. I don't really necessarily want to be an influencer, although I do like to have influence on people and I do like to impact people coming from a place of good intention, right? But that's the key. Are you known? Do people know you, who you
That's
are,
good.
what you do, and how you can help them, or what services you could provide them or the community? And that's key.
Locally known by many, like strategically tight group of people that you are known by. That's it's some people find it difficult to think about how they could be known by many, but it's pretty easy to think about how in a small area you could be known by many or most people. Most people know this company. Most people know this person in a tight, let's say if you're in a community of 100,000 people and 20% of them know you or know of your company, you would be locally known and trusted, right? Like that would be an incredible for your business. And that's kind of like I think what we're trying to do.
when that comes into play, people will reach out to you, and now it's not a matter of what your price is, right? They'll know you, they'll like you, they'll trust you, you can be well referred. Just like today, I did business with the guy at Win the Storm, who is a sales consultant, and they were there exhibiting. I went to him and said, "Man, you really need to jump on board on our product." I said, "I'll get you taken care of while you're at the show." He now has referred me numerous people already. And when I get on those calls, instead of those calls being 45-minute calls, they're 15-minute calls. Why? Because he already told people who I was, what I do, what I did for him, the results that I got him. So by the time that referral comes in, they're already, what I call pre-framed, right? They already believe in the product. And now for me, it's the formality of maybe taking them through a little bit of a demonstration, answering some questions, and a money objection doesn't even come up in most cases when you get that type of a referral. So it's really easy to do, right? But for some reason, people getting out there and shaking a hand and really being able to create, as you call it, your elevator pitch or your micro presentation or whatever it is you want to call it, your power pitch. It's for doing it for people's complex. And once you get it down or you start to do it and see the reaction that you get from people, you'll just start to reach out, shake more hands, and make more friends.
So Rilla allows you to listen to it's an AI in your pocket, listens to the appointment. It's pretty crazy what it can do. It gives a script, gives everything they said, it breaks down some statistics for you.
Analyze talk ratio, interactivity, like how you and I are interacting back and forth, longest modeling, like all those
honestly,
things.
this is the shit that I most believe in AI.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Enhancing the
You're
user
about to put
experience.
math and data around something that used to be my magic skill.
I like the way you're saying micro presentation because, we talked about you're building rapport, you're gaining credibility. I think your energy as you're doing it, you're bringing positive energy. You're like I try to do this on video too because it's actually very and Zoom calls because it's very natural to not, right? But I'm trying to like engage the audience. I'm trying to. It's not just about me, but how can I tie it into their problem and what they need?
Sure.
And could you recommend anything else? Like, can you talk to me about your product now? Give us a quick understanding of what it really does for people.
So the product's been designed to help you brand, position, and differentiate yourself at the first point of contact. So exactly what we just covered. It's been built around a formula, right? What's the formula? Introduction, build rapport. Hi, my name is, right? What do you do? Gain credibility, right? Identify a problem. I need a new website. I need social media. Who's the solution? The hook agency. That's me. I'm the hook
So,
agency.
quick note, we do not do social. So we're really SEO, paid ads, and websites.
Okay,
So
so
just
SEO.
because Charlie is totally going to refer us a ton after this, I just want him to know only three services, SEO, PPC, and websites. And
Okay.
I am just joking about the, you don't have to refer us that much. But the point is like what you're getting at is the super clear, this is what my services are, all digitally packaged, all readily available for them.
Now, let's say you needed those services and I could provide those to you, right? Talk is what?
Cheap.
Talk is cheap. So the tool that I created will show the truth, authenticity, and proof at the first point of contact with you that I can deliver. What is that? It's all my social medias right there, all my LinkedIn, all my Facebook, my Instagram, my Google reviews, a video on my company, video testimonials from my happy clients. And in the case of a roofer or a contractor, before and after shots, transformational shots of what I'm prepared or have done and what I can do for you in the future.
That was definitely one of the things as I was looking through the one that you guys did for us is like the real quick, in addition to all the stuff that sometimes I see other digital cards offering, the fact that the work was right there, like right on the screen, like right away, it just made it a much, like it felt like it was like, that would help sell it, you know?
So everything's right there.
Branded
so
colors.
When somebody says, do you have a card? Right? What am I doing? I'm taking them through my round two of what I just took them through.
Mm-hmm.
My introduction, I'm building rapport. I'm getting, now I'm doing it through the tool for a second time.
Some of the problem with people that say about these digital cards is that, yes, I can give them my information quickly by using the save the contact information, but what about us getting their information?
So that's where several different ways I plugged in to do this. One is through the connect button. They hit that connect button. It pre-populates a message that says, hey, it's Tim. Nice to meet you. Would you like to do some business? Hit send. Now they immediately send me a text. Now I've got their cell number and I can compare their name.
That's awesome.
Compare their name and company name. The second way to do it is we use HubSpot. I make a form on HubSpot and you can do it through, you know, Salesforce or Go High Level or whatever CRM that you use. You send us the link to that form. We put it on your OneTap and now it integrates right to your HubSpot. That information goes right into your HubSpot. When you get back from a show, your team can follow up.
I love that.
We also link into your calendar, whether it's Calendly or again, I use HubSpot, right? You're booking an appointment on this right then and there. So literally I developed the tool around how I've lived my life. When I wrote this book called Expose and Close, I built it and told my story on how I did business in my life and acquired as clients, people like Tony Robbins or Les Brown, or how I closed a $2.5 million job at the Wynn Resort, where I went in and I leveled the whole pretty much 250,000 square feet at the Wynn before it opened. How did I get that job? Exactly what I'm telling you that I did right now. Right?
Go ahead. Tell us the story.
I called, I knocked, I shook hands, I went to events, and I networked my way into meeting the subcontractor that was in charge of laying all the marble floors until the point where he got in trouble. He needed my services, and I made such an impact on him that I was the first guy he called, and it ended up in $2.5 million of services that, you know, when he contracted our company.
Charlie, can you, to round out this podcast, can you confront me one more time? Like you did at the trade show, can you confront me? What do I need to do differently? Talk to me about what I need to do differently about making better first impressions and better networking. Confront the audience, actually. Confront the audience.
So here's the deal. Although OneTap Connect is a, quote, digital card, as my friend Tim says, it's not. It's a microsite, but let's call it a digital card, right? This is your best calling card right here. Right here. Hi, my name is. Okay. Call it old school. Call it whatever you want. You can get behind a keyboard and be a keyboard warrior. Okay. That is not going to help you with your personality. Right. People still want to be touched. When you touch somebody, right, there's energy exchange. There's eye contact. There's movement. That's a fact. Everything is energy. So it's not a matter of confronting necessarily, right? It's just coming from a place of good intention. My name is. Shake a hand. Put your power presentation in play. What do you do? People don't want a 3-hour story. Right? What do you do? I empower people too, or I help people do X, Y, and Z. Okay. And if you can tie it through to a three-step process, what do you do? What do? I empower roofing professionals and home improvement contractors to generate organic leads through a very simple process that puts them at number one on Google search.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a contractor, you got my attention. And I'm just using that as an example. We could even tighten that up. How do you do that? Well, we have a really simple process then where we help you activate, acquire, and achieve success. The first thing that we need to do is we take down and we analyze your current website. People don't know that they don't use the right word. Now you've got them engaged. Tim, do you use those type of words? Can I see your website? What's your website, Tim? Oh, Tim, you don't have this. You don't have that. Tim, by the way, do you have a video? Video is king. Did you know that if you put a video on your website that the algorithms will pick it up and Google does X, Y, Z and you'll get 10?
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't know that. Why don't we do this, Tim? Do you see the book me button right there? What day's good for you? Why don't we book a call? No obligation. I'll give you 60 minutes of my time. And I'll create a whole analysis with statistics based upon how many people are hitting your website or have hit your website in the past 30 days. And then if it all makes sense to you, we can discuss next steps. And I may be able to help you if it fits into my schedule. What day is good for you?
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. I want to wrap this up with.
Where do you want to go?
Let's go. Last little bit here that I want to get in here is my experience with One Tap Connect. So I strongly recommend that you get the premium version of One Tap Connect. I think that my experience was next level. The branded microsite that was created for me, colors were phenomenal. The look and feel was incredible. The extra work that goes into this is going to help you create some instant rapport with people, and they're going to look at you differently once they scan this. So this is what I'm recommending. I'm recommending that not only that you go to onetapconnect.com and check it out, I'm recommending that you get the premium version so you get the upgraded service. I think that there's ultimately, it's good looking. Show the screen. It looks branded. It looks clean. We got our team right there. Maybe it's just because it's all my stuff, but dang, that looks good. And I want you guys to know that there's opportunity. And they got the baby in there and everything. It was 100%. And I want to invite you guys, please mention Hook Agency when you do it. I think that they're going to know.
They mentioned the Hook Agency. I'm going to charge them double, bro.
Perfect. All I want you to do is get this great experience. And I had an incredible experience. Tell them you want the Tim Brown special. And they'll make sure that they take care of you. This is the thing. You need to meet more people. You need to shake more hands. You need to get more eyeballs. And this is part of that. And when you get those eyeballs, you want them to love you. Charlie cares about his customers. I care about you guys. I want you, I feel connection with Charlie, not just because we went viral together, but I feel
why do you have to say it like that?
Why?
It just sounded dirty.
Yeah. I didn't give him a viral infection. We went viral together. And what I want you to do is just make sure you mention us, just if you do this, because I think it will give Charlie some understanding of that there's real people watching this thing.
Yeah, here's what I'll do. And this is something that I truly do. Like if you go on our website, we give you a smart card, you fill out a form, we design and deliver your site, and we give you a smart card. If you mention Tim's agency, I'll give you, we have all these different accessories like bracelets and wristbands, and that's what I gave you, Tim, when we were at the show, because we did a show special that we normally don't do online. But if they mention Hook, I'll give everyone an extra $100 worth of accessories, because I appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate the collaborative efforts that we are now helping each other and working together and supporting each other. So I really do appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely, sir. And thank you everyone for watching. It's onetapconnect.com. Is it OneTap Connect on social media too, Charlie?
Yep, at OneTap Connect.
Connect with them. Check them out on TikTok. Check them out on Instagram. Check out their page on Instagram for some of the videos we've done together too. And then podcast is put on by hookagency.com, Hook Agency all over social media. Thank you guys. Seriously, here's the deal. It's weird to me sometimes. I like try to not think about the fact that actually a good chunk of people watch this sometimes because it makes me weird. But like a lot of people watch, like I get every once in a while, I get like people are like, I know you already because of this stuff. So it feels weird, but thank you guys like for real for watching this and for being here. I just want to be useful to you. So if you would comment below with anything that you're looking to learn more about, I would love that. And just like the video, subscribe, etc. Really appreciate you guys. And then Charlie, seriously, thank you for taking the time out. I know that you're a very successful entrepreneur. I see you out there hustling. I see you out there making an awesome company. I just want to seriously thank you for taking the time to be here. Really means a lot to me.
Back at you, brother. Thank you. Appreciate you, and God bless.
Absolutely.